In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we have Father Roman's memorial from his repose. And in the current situation, I was reminded of how often he would say about his time in prison that you were forced to either go crazy or go inside. That the inhumane torture that was being inflicted on he and his companions was just incomprehensible, not simply to the body, but to the mind, and designed to make you go crazy, to really become inhuman. And so the solution that God gave him was to go inside. And this has, of course, been the teaching of the Church from the earliest times, from our Lord saying, you're going to look over here, you're going to look over there for the kingdom of God. People are going to say, come out into the desert, go over there, but don't go, don't follow them. The kingdom of God's within you. And the interpretation of our Lord's instructions to go into the closet and close the doors, the interpretation of that throughout the history of the Church has been to enter into your heart and close your senses to the distractions in this world. Abba Macarius taught that when we enter into our heart, we find that not only is God there, but all of the angels and archangels, all of the saints, all of creation is there. That's what St. John Chrysostom taught about in his commentary on this passage from our Lord out of Matthew 6. And so, in the context of the torturous hardship that was inflicted on Father Roman, he entered into the holy tradition of the Church, into what the Lord has given us and passed down throughout the generations. And it's really the model for us, not just in every trial and every tribulation, entering our hearts, exploring the inner universe, as Father would put it, isn't just for those times of trauma or torture or persecution or hardship or plague, pestilence. And it's the way that we're supposed to live our life, day in and day out. The hardships, the tribulations of life are really simply God's way to call us into that communion deep within us, to teach us how to enter our hearts, how to live there. It's too easy when everything's going well and life seems easy to not cry out to God, especially from the depths of our heart, letting the deep call forth to the deep, the abyss to the abyss. And the teaching of the Church continues, as Father Roman taught me the first week that I met him, that there's really three divine liturgies. The divine liturgy that takes place in the heavens, we'll hear references to that throughout the liturgy. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, and the thrice holy hymn, and heaven and earth are full of your glory. This is all what's been going on all of the time, unceasingly in the heavens. And the liturgy on earth that we're in now, when we gather together as much as we're able to serve the liturgy as the communion of the people. But remember that it's always then the teaching of the Church that the whole Church is present at every liturgy. We may not ourselves experience that when there's a liturgy going on somewhere else in Romania or Georgia or wherever it might be, Holy Mountain. We don't necessarily feel ourselves present there, but the whole Church is present. And maybe not only the whole Church, but all of creation. The liturgy is done on behalf of all and for all of creation. And so this gathering together is always only a subset, a microcosm that we see of what is really present in every divine liturgy. But the third liturgy is the liturgy of the heart. And Father Roman told me that the first two liturgies, said the goal is that these liturgies have to be united, the liturgy in the heavens, the liturgy on earth in the temple, and the liturgy in our heart, the temple of our heart. These liturgies have to be united, and they're united in our hearts. This is where we need to be. This is where we need to experience the liturgy of the heavens and the liturgy on earth. And so these are hard times for many people. When I talk with people, they're all over the wide range of things are going well, things are not going well. And maybe it seems too much to ask a family when husband and wife used to work and the children used to go to school, and now they're all together in the house, and maybe it's too much to ask them to say, you know, you need to take this time and enter your heart. But this is exactly what we need to do. The liturgy is never further away from us than we are from our own heart. We have to live the life that God puts immediately in front of us, whatever that life is. It's very easy to let our minds want to go to, well, when the society finally opens up again, this is what I'm going to do, or that's what I'm going to do. I don't know, I don't think I ever heard Father Roman say, but I would imagine at least some of the times when he was in prison, his mind wanted to go to what he was going to do when he got out. But insofar as we enter the kingdom within, as we serve in that liturgy in the heart, we remain in the present. We don't have to go outside of the current space or the current time. We can live the life that God has for us right now, right here, wherever it might be, in our homes, under the constraints that are given to us at this time in our culture, in this world, because of the virus. We don't know what the future holds. It's not that we ever knew what the future holds, but we used to think that we did. And now we know, we're much more aware of our lack of knowledge, of our uncertainty, of the uncertainty of our futures. But this is really a very good thing, because we shouldn't cling to hope about our knowledge in the future as if everything is a weather report, a forecast. I can just look at my phone and tell you what the weather is going to be like in 3 or 4 days. This is all a big mistake when it draws us out of the present into some future moment, because that also draws us out of our heart into some different place of distraction. So let us, with the Holy Fathers and with Father Roman, enter into our heart, explore the inner universe, let us see what God has in store for us within our own insides, that own inner universe. And to do that will involve closing off the senses, the distractions from those things that pull us away from the interior. Through the prayers of our Holy Fathers and Father Roman, may the Lord